HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So the back and forth between Twitter and the government has been confusing for many of us. But of course, the basics of this is simple. The government wants something done. Twitter wants to push back for at least a part of what the government wants. But over this week, a lot of people reported that the government has suddenly taken away Twitter's intermediary protections and intermediary status, which raised debates about government overreach and things like that. And there is an inherent problem here. The intermediary status, the intermediary rules, and the intermediary protection are actually three different things, and they are important. And of course, because of all these reports, there has been outrage over, you know, whether the government is overreaching or whether Twitter is wrong and so on and so forth. But as I always say, you know, if you're going to outrage, just know what you're talking about because, well, you know, you'll outrage better. Anyway, so here's a quick summation of what intermediary rules and protections and all of this mean. So first, there is something called Section 2 of the Indian IT Act. Under that section, there is a definition for what will be called an intermediary. And believe it or not, it actually is a very wide definition. It covers things like e-commerce firms, it can cover your food delivery firms. It covers pretty much any kind of entity that can give you access to the internet and online content in a way. In fact, perhaps something really funny is that it even includes cyber cafes. And remember those little dingy rooms we used to go sit at to access the internet? Yeah, they still fall under intermediaries. So that covers intermediary status. Now the intermediary rules, or rather the information technology, or rather the intermediary guidelines, were given by the government in February, and they gave about 3 months to all of these intermediaries to comply with them. Now these guidelines are basically a set of rules that determine whether these intermediaries will get the third thing that I talked about, and that is intermediary protection. The intermediary protection is defined in Section 79 of India's IT Act. And basically what this means is that if they do not comply with the intermediary rules, then they do not get the intermediary protection. They still remain intermediaries, they just do not get the protection. And I'll get to the protection part now. Now, what is intermediary protection? It's often called safe harbor, and honestly, it's just much easier, so I'm just going to call it safe harbor from now. Safe harbor is simple. A platform like Twitter gets, say, millions of posts per day, and it's humanly impossible for any one platform to know what posts are going or to preempt such posts in any way. So, the safe harbor protection basically protects these firms, be it Twitter, be it Facebook, in fact, be it Amazon. It protects these firms from being held liable for content that is shared on their platform. So, if you and I go and use Twitter for illegal purposes, nobody can say Twitter was wrong. Similarly, if you and I sell drugs through Amazon, nobody can say that Amazon was wrong. But the only time Amazon will escape that liability is if they are following all the rules that are laid down in the intermediary rules, or the intermediary guidelines, as I called them. And currently, India's guidelines require these companies to employ certain nodal officers. They also have to trace the first originator of a text and post, etc., and all of that that I've covered in older episodes. Now, Twitter hasn't complied with some of these requests, or at least that's what the government has said. Twitter has said that they did comply to some of them, and they are going to comply to all of them later. But things are at sort of a standstill here. So at this moment, if we assume that Twitter has not complied, then it very simply means that Twitter does not have intermediary protection. It does not mean that Twitter is no longer an intermediary. Twitter is still an intermediary. Now, what difference does this make, right? Why am I telling you all of this? And that also is quite simple. When you say Twitter does not have intermediary protection. When you say Twitter does not have intermediary protection, I already explained they're open to legal liabilities. But the funny thing is that even with Section 79 or Safe Harbor active, they can be held liable for a decision. But that can only happen if they do not comply with a government request. That is a government takedown request or an information request, in which case the government has to go to court and say that, hey, you have done this, and then a court has to go through the entire case and figure out if Twitter is wrong or not. But in that case, they are only liable for that one post. When they lose this protection, they are now technically liable for all of these posts. These intermediary rules first came into being in 2004 when the CEO of Bazi.com was suddenly caught by the police because an obscene MMS was being sold through Bazi.com. And the court eventually found that there's no way for a CEO to be held liable for this, and hence eventually the country realized that they need rules for cases like this. But not having intermediary protection does not mean that any and everybody can be put in jail and prosecuted. Rather, it means that a court still has to look at things on a case-by-case basis and determine what kind of liability these companies have. But so far, if a company like Twitter or Facebook was being taken to court for, let's say, a post or some other activity that a user has done, they could always say that, listen, we will take this down if you tell us to. But you cannot say this is our fault because it was completely the user's decision. It does not violate any of our policies, so we didn't do anything. But if you think it is illegal, we will take it down. Now they won't be able to argue that. And that is where the problem comes for these companies. Because like I said before, there are millions of posts on all of these platforms every day. And if humanity has taught us anything, it means that at least a few people are doing something illegal every day, right? And that is what all of this comes down to. Now, a very funny thing is that platforms do not want to lose the intermediary protection at all. In fact, they have actually been fighting to keep their intermediary protection for a long time. And there are governments which want to at least diminish the powers in these safe harbor protections, if not remove them already. In fact, former US President Donald Trump had passed an executive order to diminish the rights last year. Rights that were taken away. Had an order that was eventually revoked by current President Joe Biden. And the argument that platforms have always given is that if you remove safe harbor protection, it will require them to actively police literally all the content on the platform, which A, is nearly impossible. And even if they do, they will have to censor things so strictly that it will definitely affect freedom of speech. And of course, the fact that we use all of these platforms is because we can say things and do things. If they're actively censoring or very strictly censoring, there's a good chance that a lot of people will leave them as well. But there is an argument against having safe harbor as well. The argument against this is that simply by the fact that all of these platforms use algorithms and algorithms that decide what will be shown on the platform and what will show on your newsfeed or my newsfeed. Simply by doing that, they are making an editorial decision. So they shouldn't be any different from a newspaper. For example, if I get on this podcast and say something defamatory, I am not the only one that is liable for it. My company is too. And the simple reason is because newspapers exercise editorial judgment, or they are expected to. So they cannot really claim that, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. That's the same argument that is being put against platforms. Now, all of this is, of course, an explainer on what is happening here. The bottom line remains that Twitter has said that it wants to comply with the Indian government's rules, just like Facebook and Google and many other companies have said. And the Indian government has said that despite repeated notices, Twitter hasn't complied. The war between them goes on and will probably go on for a while. But the whole aspect of intermediary guidelines and intermediary rules and all are important to understand, simply because if they don't have safe harbor protection, it does affect us. If they do have safe harbor protection, that might still affect us because governments will then decide new laws. So the more we know about it, better we can argue as well. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.